Good morning. I'm authorization specialist from the provider's office, and how may I assist you today? Hello?
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, my name is Raina. I'm from Village Care Max. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And what about you?
Good. I'm calling because this is doctor's, let me check here, Yuli Chalkley office?
Yes, correct.
I see here that you guys asked for an authorization, but you guys are not participating, so we wanted to offer you a single case agreement and an application to join us.
Okay, could you please provide me the member date of birth so I can pull up that member account?
Sure. The member's date of birth is 8/20/1952.
And could you please also spell the first name of the member?
Sure. B-A-R-R-Y.
Just a sec. Okay. Just a sec.
Sure.
And it is for which CPT code?
I'll tell you right now. The CPT code is 55700.
Mm-hmm. Actually,
that's the only code.
Yeah, but the case has been already approved with the case number B, Boy P Papa Q Queen 204306.
Yes, but in order to get paid for that service, you need a single case agreement signed. So are you guys affiliated with North Shore Hematology? Is that correct?
Yeah, correct.
Hold on, let me see something. North Shore Hematology Associates, that's the name of your group. Are you guys part of an IPA?
Sorry, in which? Hello?
Give me a second. I'm so sorry. Give me a second. Sorry. So my question to you is your office affiliated with the IPA?
Yeah.
Okay. Is your office affiliated with the IPA? It is. So, hold on. Let me check if your doctor is par, because I do see. Where is this coming from? Contact name. Yeah, but it's saying that the provider, let me see, the provider is non-par. Who can I speak to? Give me 1 second, because I'm trying to figure out what's the best way. So this, it says non-par, this contract is non-active, not participating. But the name of your facility is North Shore Hematology, correct?
Yeah, North Shore Hematology and Oncology.
Oncology?
Mm-hmm.
Associates, got it. Let me speak. All right, if I need to email something to you, what is the best email I can send it to?
Please, actually, we don't provide the email. Actually, we have an official fax number, so you can fax any...
It's too much paperwork to fax. So can you speak with your supervisor and ask them if we need to submit an application for you guys, where can we send it to? It needs to be by email.
It is nshoa@gmail.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was so fast.
Say it again.
Nshoa. No, you're too fast. N as in Nancy.
S as in Sam. H as in hotel.
H as in Henry, got it.
O as in Oscar, A as in Alpha.
A as in Alpha, got it.
At gmail.com.
At gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, so that was N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, H as in Henry, O as in Apple, O as in Oreo, A as in Apple, at gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
And
so
I just
much.
Want to confirm one thing. If the case has been approved, still we want to do a single case agreement?
I need to call. Can I call you back? I need to ask some people some questions to figure it out.
Okay, thank you for that.
I'm not so sure. Yeah, I'm not so sure, and I don't want to give you the wrong information.
Okay, okay. And could you please spell your name?
Reina. R-E-I-N-A.
And last name initial?
I could give you my whole name. P-E-G-U-E-R-O.
Okay.
And this is my direct line.
Okay. Thank you for that information and have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.